Hello, friends. Welcome back to the series, Mindful Mondays in May. Today is our fourth and final program in this mindfulness practice series. Over the past couple of weeks, we've focused on gratitude, self-compassion, and today we're going to talk about and practice a loving-kindness mindful meditation. My name is Stacey Etherson, and I am your host. I'm the owner of HR Solutions for Small Business, where I work with dynamic leaders of small businesses and nonprofit organizations who want to be more effective managing their people. Today's mindfulness practice on loving kindness information comes from a leading expert, Sharon Salzberg. More of her information can be found in mindful.org. A loving kindness meditation has many purposes. We use it to help increase our awareness, and while we focus on our breath, we can also focus on either ourselves or other individuals, whether it's individuals in our community, our family, or the world at large. The loving kindness meditation has four very simple phrases, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to share those phrases with you, and then we'll have a few moments where we can practice that on our own. And then after we practice it the first time with a focus on ourselves, the next time we practice it, we'll focus on our service, men and women, in honor of Memorial Day weekend. So let's begin. Let's take our seats, put our feet on the floor, and really pay attention to what it feels like to have your feet grounded on the floor. What does it feel like to be seated in your chair, hands on your lap, and begin to breathe naturally, focusing on your breath as I share with you the four phrases to this loving kindness meditation. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. Okay, now it's your turn, and you'll hear silence for the next few seconds while you have the opportunity to practice the loving kindness meditation. As you can see, it takes just a few seconds to practice that. There are some times where I may recite it one time, or I may recite it multiple times. I'd like to also share that with you as we focus on our service, men and women. May our service, men and women, be happy. May our service, men and women, be healthy. May our service, men and women, be safe. May our servicemen and women live with ease. Take a few moments to practice that yourself. And I realize it's a little bit longer. And sometimes with a phrase as big as servicemen and women, after the first phrase, I might simply shorten that to say they. When you're ready to return, I'm curious whether you like the loving kindness meditation and if that is one that you might add to your meditation practices. I would love to hear from you if you'd like to send me an email or a note, or if there are other ideas or suggestions that you'd like to learn about. I'd like to wish everyone who's listening to this a very wonderful Memorial Day weekend. As we know, this was started in the early 20s in honor of our servicemen and women who did not return from World War I. And our family has many traditions. I'm wondering if some of yours do as well. And I wish you all a wonderful, healthy, and safe Memorial Day weekend. It's a great way to start the summer. And again, please send me your thoughts about this meditation series. Thank you.